Chapter 11. Mortal Pillars. To be more than human is, at the same time, to be less than human. Within us is the capacity for greatness. We are warriors, but we must also be saviors. Our ultimate goal is self-obsolescence, for when our task is successful and peace, not war, reigns in the galaxy, our usefulness will be ended, and with it, us too. Vulcan, from The Trials of Fire. The dream ended, and I shuddered myself awake. Kurz's last words on the outskirts of Kartor had unsettled me and forced me to look within myself for evidence of the monster he claimed me to be. They echoed in my skull like old bones, unearthed from an old grave thought long forgotten. The past will always come back. It never truly stays dead. The first thing I realized upon opening my eyes was that this was not my cell. The chamber was small and yet expansive at the same time. Its walls were white, glowing, smooth like bone. I heard voices within them, and as I strained my eyes, saw tiny circuits of light rushing like shoals of minnows with the river's flow. There was no smell, no taste. As I moved, rising to my feet, I made no sound. I could detect no air, and yet I still breathed, my lungs functioning as they always had. Evidence of my previous tortures could not be seen. My body as unblemished and bereft of scars as when I first arrived on Nocturne. "What is this place?" my voice echoed as I asked the question of the figure standing opposite me. Its face was hooded and the rest of its body draped in robes, but I could tell immediately that it wasn't human. Too tall, too slight. I knew an Eldar when I saw one. This one was a Farseer.
"Nowhere of consequence. A meeting place is all,"
he said in a low, mellifluous voice. "You speak Gothic?" I asked, though he had just given me the answer to that question. The Eldar nodded. He wore black, with strange sigils and eldritch runes stitched into the slightly iridescent cloth. A weeping eye, a pyramid, a pair of bisected squares rendered into an angular figure of eight. I could not read them, but suspected they were symbols of the Farseer's power and even origin. Though his face was concealed by the hood, and perhaps an even more effective and unnatural concealment, the edges of his aquiline features were suggested where the shadows lessened. In his right hand, which was hidden beneath a black glove, he clutched a staff. Like the runes described on his robes, the figure's staff was fashioned from the same strange bone-like material forming the chamber. Its peak was a simple eye and teardrop design. I believed that this, too, was a glamour, in the same way that the Eldar had masked his true appearance from me.
"You are dreaming, Falcon,"
he said, not stepping towards me, not moving at all, not even breathing.
"That isn't air you are taking into your lungs. That isn't light making your pupils retract. You are not really here."
"Who are you?" I demanded, angry at being manipulated by this psychic passenger.
"It doesn't matter. None of this is real. But what is very real is what I am about to impart to you. The very fact that you have not chosen to attack me suggests I chose wisely."
"You make it sound like you've tried this before," I said.
"Not I. One of my kindred. Despite my warning not to, he proceeded anyway."
There was resignation in the Eldar's voice, changing its melodic tone into something approaching regret.
"It went poorly, I'm afraid, and so we are here, you and I."
My eyes narrowed, the words of the alien coiling in my mind, unfathomable and deliberately obscure. Are you a spirit? A wraith followed me from Karatan?
I sensed the ghost of a smile in my strange companion's reply. Something like that, but not from Karatan. Ulthwe.
What? Why am I here?
It's not important, Falcon. What is important are my words and the matter of Earth.
The matter of Earth?
Yes. It is tied inextricably to your fate. You see, I needed to speak to you while you were still able to heed me before you were lost.
Lost? I'm already lost. A prisoner aboard my brother's ship, at least. I looked down at my bare feet. I think I am.
Are your thoughts so confused already?